Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is The Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning. It's Friday, July the 2nd, 30th anniversary of Boys in the Hood, as well as the day Airplane was released in 1980 and Men in Black came out in 1997. It's birthday of the likes of Margot Robbie, Lindsay Lohan and the pretty good Larry David, and it's the day all of this is going on. Charlie's Angels director Elizabeth Banks' forthcoming feature, the wonderfully named Cocaine Bear, has cast Kerry Russell, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Alden Ehrenreich, Ray Liotta, and Modern Family's Jesse Tyler Ferguson. It's said to be a character-driven thriller, inspired by a series of bizarre 1981 events in the Chattahoochee National Forest. As the story goes, ex-narcotics cop Andrew Thornton II absconded with $50 million worth of pure cocaine and took off in a small aircraft. His plan to parachute safely to the ground was interrupted, however, when its head immediately collided with the plane's tail fin after jumping. Thornton faced the inevitable, and all 10 bags of cocaine rained down upon the forest. Police recovered all but one of them, which had been found by a black urson, later nicknamed Pablo Escobar. Due to the fact that he ravenously consumed all 75 pounds of cocaine, immediately suffered cerebral hemorrhaging, respiratory failure, hypothermia, renal failure, heart failure, and a stroke, and unsurprisingly died. The picture will follow individuals in and around the event and is set to begin filming in Ireland on the 23rd of August. There's no word on just who the new actors will be playing in the flick, and Cocaine Bear is currently awaiting a release date.
You know about Callisto?
We know about a lot of things. That you graduated top of your class at MIT, that you take Krav Maga on Sundays, you ride your bike to work, you think yellow is one of your colors when in fact it's no one's. That you could be dating a lot more if you played up those cheekbones in your online profile pictures. What we don't know is why someone wants you dead.
Another feature that's rounded out its cast significantly is the forthcoming Dracula sequel, The Last Voyage of the Demeter. The story is set during a single chapter of the original novel, in which the sea ship Demeter takes Count Dracula from Transylvania to England, and arrives at its destination a near wreck, with only a single member of its crew still alive, driven mad by the horrific deaths of his crew. Joining the film's cast is Game of Thrones Sir Davos himself, Liam Cunningham, set to play the ship's captain, while the Suicide Squad's polka dot man, David Desmalchin, will play his first mate. Also on board are Ashlyn Franciosi, Corey Hawkins, and most interestingly of all, Javier Botet. Now, Botet's a name you might not recognize, but he's a memorable veteran of horror features. A 6'7" skeletal contortionist, he's best known for portraying inhuman prosthetic monsters and recognizable from the It and Conjuring franchises. He also played Slenderman in the 2018 feature of the same name. Now, with Botet on board to play Dracula, it seems the feature's take on the vampire will attempt to recreate the horror that now seems to have been lost following the over-commercialization of the character. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark director Andre Ovredal is on board to direct the film from a script by Biraji Shute and Zach Olkowitz. Production will begin this week, with a release expected next year.
I have chartered a ship, take us to England. We will be leaving tomorrow evening.
And finally, Nicolas Cage's eagerly awaited action comedy The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent now has a release date. Also starring Pedro Pascal, Lily Sheen, Neil Patrick Harris and Tiffany Haddish, the film will follow a fictionalized version of The Cage, who is creatively unfulfilled and on the brink of bankruptcy. With his options running out, the main man accepts a million-dollar offer to attend the birthday of a dangerous superfan. Things go awry, however, when the actor is recruited by the CIA and forced to live up to his own legend, channeling his most iconic action roles in order to save himself and his loved ones. With a career built for this very moment, the award-winning actor must take on the role of a lifetime, Nicolas Cage. Tom Gormigan will helm the project from a script he co-penned with Kevin Etten. The film's currently slated to burst onto cinemas on the 22nd of April next year.
I didn't say anything to anyone, I swear.
Good move. Ass. Kick. Let's keep it that way.
In UK cinemas from today are Bing's Animal Stories, The Offering, the documentary Lady Boss, the Jackie Collins story, winner of this year's Academy Award for Best International Feature, Another Round, which we intend to cause havoc, Body Swap Slasher Freaky, Suge Knight documentary, Last Man Standing, French Exit, and Colin Farrell's Lord of the Flies in Space, Voyages. Coming to Netflix from today are the South Korean thriller The Eighth Night, Fast and Furious spin-off Hobbs and Shaw, and the first installment of the new R.L. Stein horror trilogy Fear Street, Part 1, 1994. Christian Pezol's Undine is new for Mubi subscribers today. Amazon Prime's premiering the Chris Pratt sci-fi action of The Tomorrow War. And Disney Plus are adding Alita Battle Angel, All About Steve, Road to Perdition, and Chronicle to their library. On Freeview, there's Borg vs. McEnroe showing tonight on BBC Two, Night School's on 4, great movies have got I Spy, SWAT, and True Lies, Police Academy's on ITV4, Bridget Jones's Baby is showing on ITVB, Lake Placid Legacy and Scanners are on the Horror Channel, The Terminator's on 5, Film 4 airing Star Trek The Motion Picture and sequels The Wrath of Khan and Search for Spock, and 5 Star showing The Proposal and Anaconda. While your Sky Cinema and Now premiere for today is the time-traveling comedy threequel Bill and Ted Face the Music. That was your Daily Reel for Friday, July the 2nd. Have a great weekend, stay safe, don't forget to leave us a rating or review wherever you listen to the show, and as always, our weekend omnibus edition is out Saturday. Keep it cinematic, and we'll see you back in the ticket booth come Monday.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.